The US Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Grand reopening sale on now. Online and in store at Birkenhead Home Store, Barangaroo and Kensington. Open 7 days.
Big day for Donald Trump in the US. I guess it's a big day every day. Harley Carnes joins us. You're going to sit down and watch the Oval Office speech, which is around 1 o'clock midday in Queensland, our time today.
Well, sure, I'll watch it just so I can talk. That's the biggest reason. It's his first one, and so making a speech from the Oval Office is always a big deal. And he's going to be talking about humanitarian concerns at the U.S.-Mexico border. That doesn't mean he's going to be overly concerned about those who are coming to the border, but about the whole situation and how it could be better if there was a little more order to it. If they knew they couldn't sneak across the border and came and waited their turn like anyone else to be processed, and then perhaps led into this country, if the reasoning was correct, that's I'm sure what he's going to be trying to talk about. But the point of it is, of course, is to put pressure on Congress to come around and to fund the border wall so that this partial government shutdown can be lifted and move on.
So he's also going to make a visit, I think, to the border in Texas sometime later in the week.
Yes, he is, and of course that'll be very intensely covered, and any time a president goes to a particular location, you know, situation like this, it's going to bring a hyper focus to it, as of course is what he's looking for.
The Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, oldest on the bench, off having a medical procedure. Some calls for her to perhaps think about stepping down.
Well, she's going to have to think about it at some point. I mean, she can't do her job right now. She's missed 2 days in a row of oral arguments at the high court. She can review some arguments at her home when she can read what they were, but that's not the same as being there to offer opinion, to be part of the dialogue at the Supreme Court. She's recuperating after this latest procedure. This was for lung cancer. She discovered this lung cancer after she fell down and broke some ribs. This is the third kind of cancer that she's had to fight. The first was colon cancer in 1999, and in 2009 it was pancreatic cancer, and now it's cancer in her lung. So it's not a promising sign for her long term. Of course, Democrats hope she can hold on as long as necessary to keep Trump from having an opportunity to name someone else to the Supreme Court.
Speaking about health care for everyone in New York City?
Yeah, no, this is something else, because New York City already has some of the highest taxes in the country, and also has some of the most liberal policies. Now, the mayor, Bill de Blasio, has announced a plan to offer comprehensive health care to every single resident, regardless of their ability to pay or their immigration status. It'll start this summer in the Bronx. It'll be rolled out in the other boroughs of the city over the months that follow. He said this is the city paying for direct comprehensive health care, not just insurance for people who can't afford it, or who can't get comprehensive Medicaid. That's 300,000 undocumented New Yorkers included in that number. Now, what will happen is you're going to have a flood of new undocumented people coming to New York City for free health care.
100%. 100% right. That's exactly what's going to happen. I hope he's worked out the costs. Good on you, Harley. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Harley Carnes.